The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, if you're looking for some inspiration to get outside and go for a run, our next guest is certain to provide it. I'm joined by Olympic runner Nadia Power. Nadia, you're so welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
I was chatting earlier on to Anton about running. The Dublin Half Marathon was on this weekend. You were there watching, is that right?
Yeah, watching and supporting and yeah, helping out with the content as well with the team. So it's great.
So not running.
No, so I am not a half marathoner. I'm a big cheer-onner of people doing half marathons, but my distance is actually 800 metres, so a lot shorter.
So not even for social reasons would you go out and do a half marathon? It's just not on your
No,
radar.
Not on the training plan right now. Definitely something I'd love to do in future. To be honest, the atmosphere on the roads is really something else. So it's kind of, you'd be jealous watching them.
Mm-hmm. Well, Anton was saying earlier that he was watching it and he saw only one person smiling and he was wondering whether people in general enjoy it. I take it you would dispute that now that there was only one person smiling.
It depends where on the course he was. Probably I was based on the finish line. So I actually saw it all. I saw like happy tears. I saw a lot more vomiting than you would have expected.
Really?
Yeah, I was kind of shocked, to be honest, like literally crossing the line and then puking straight away. So people really trained hard. And then, yeah, I guess a few people really gave it their all and needed to be carried off on wheelchairs. But then hopefully the vast majority was just people delighted with themselves for the achievement and buzzing.
So what does that tell you then? People are really pushing themselves, right?
Yeah, big time, big time. Yeah, I think it only hit me really at the finish line, this, like how many people are putting their body on the line for this. Mm-hmm. Of course, everyone doesn't have to. Some people run it at kind of their own pace and they just want to enjoy the atmosphere. And then some people, yeah, want to give it their all.
So talk about your training. You mentioned that, you know, the half marathon wouldn't fit in your training schedule. So where are you at? What are you doing?
So right now I am training for track. So I'm on a little down year. I'm still training away, probably a lot more than a lot of people aren't racing. So still 6 days a week. But just as my job has gotten quite busy, I'm not going to compete this summer, but I'm healthy and training hard and hoping to go back competing next year.
Mm-hmm. So competing is definitely there for you.
Yeah, I hope so. I've had a bad few years and I think mentally the best way to kind of overcome it was last year I decided after a few years of injury that I just need to like go back enjoying it and go back and get a healthy year and kind of take away that deadline of a competition coming up, because I feel I have a lot of time. Like Ciara Mageean and Mark English set the Irish records when they're 32. So I'm 28. So I feel like that peak for 800 is in a few years, hopefully still for me. So I just wanted to give myself some time.
Mm-hmm. And are you enjoying it now?
Yeah, I really am now. I am now. And I've been healthy for nearly a year now. I joined a new training group and it's at home in Dublin where I'm comfortable. And yeah, I'm really enjoying it. So I'm actually almost excited to start training harder next year.
And tell me about the company. This is exciting now. You mentioned you're busy at work. This is Swifter.
Yeah, this is Swifter. So this has been the accidental, I guess, upside of a few hard years for me with running. So while I was injured, I guess in around 2022, 2023, me and my boyfriend James started thinking about starting a running brand. So we started with Swift Vest, which is...
People who James is now.
Sorry. James is an inter-county hurler as well. So he plays for the Dublin team. So yeah, we're very sporty.
James Madden.
Yes, James Madden.
And so you both said, let's use our expertise to produce some products for people. And so you came up with this brand Swifter.
Yeah, we did. And we started with a running vest. I think people have mixed opinions on running vests. A lot of people love them. And then a lot of people don't want to be seen dead in one. But for us, it was a brilliant product. We just wanted to come up with products that help people run and kind of solve problems that we face while we're training.
So it's a vest. Is it weighted at all or does it just have pockets for things?
It just has pockets for things. So waterproof foam pocket, and it's also reflective and also has space for water. So that's really been our hero product and we've just expanded after that.
So that started the business. And then where did you go from there? What was the next product?
Our next product was another running vest, a different version. And then since then, we've released a running belt for someone who doesn't want to carry as much. And then also our running socks have done really well as well. They are anti-blister socks. So
anti-blister?
Yeah.
Do they work?
They do. They do. They definitely do. I think kind of like we go off gaps we see in the market. So I think a lot of people would see sports socks in the shop and they go, oh, that's grand. But actually, you don't want cotton on your feet when you're running because as a lot of people, I'm sure, who ran the half marathon know, you can get blisters if you wear the wrong socks. Mm-hmm.
See, it makes total sense for you to go into this because you know exactly what people need because this is your whole life.
Yeah, exactly. And to be fair, like the other side of it is I've really enjoyed connecting more with the like social runner or kind of the everyday runner through Swifter. And it's really helped me like step away from that elite side where every second mattered and it was like all or nothing. It's kind of helped me like see the love of running I had again.
Mm-hmm. So you can see people just taking joy in it, taking some time for 40 minutes for themselves, that's how they run, which is completely different to how you run.
Yeah, exactly. And I think when you're like at an elite level and trying to make it to Olympics and Worlds and everything, like there's days I've been crying over a second, you know what I mean? That I didn't run a second faster in a race. And then when you step away and just look at a half marathon or the everyday runner and they're so happy they've achieved something they never thought they would. So it's kind of brought me back to reality, I think. Mm-hmm.
But you'll probably never be that person who can run like that, like a half marathon or a 10K runner. Like that's just not who you are, is it?
Yeah, look, it's different. I guess I do have that elite mindset. And obviously, as I said, I do want to go back to competing and I don't want to be competing unless I'm competing at a high level. So I guess I am built like that. But I think seeing that whole side of running and all the different areas of running you can enjoy has also helped me.
Mm-hmm. So coming back to the business then and the need for it, it's very hard to be an elite athlete, isn't it? And make a living, like have enough money to eat and heat.
Yes.
And all of those things. So that's why is it that you decided I'm going to have to find something else here?
Yeah, I think for me, there was two things. Like funding wise, it's difficult. I think it happens to a few athletes. As soon as I got enough funding and sponsorship to be full time was kind of coincided when I got injured. And then the clock starts ticking on when you're going to get cut from your funding and your sponsorship. So I think I wanted to train myself up in other things. So I went to learn graphic design and kind of website design, which ultimately helped me start Swifter. And that was something I can do anywhere in the world if I'm on training camp or something like that. So there was a thought process behind how I could be flexible and work for myself if mm-hmm. I want to go back competing seriously.
And do you see that across your colleagues in elite athletics, that everybody's looking for the thing that's going to last and make them a living?
Yeah, I think so. I think I'd like to kind of be the one to maybe encourage more athletes to do that in Ireland because it's worked out really well for me. I think content creation is become a great one for athletes now. Like brands don't want to just sponsor you because you're good enough anymore. Unfortunately, it's the athletes who are willing to share their story who also get that funding. And I think you just need to look at it like it's hard to be a full-time athlete. So whatever you can do to support that is necessary.
Are you comfortable with that, with having your face out there, being the face of your own brand and then sharing more of yourself online?
Yeah, no, I am by now. I still could be more comfortable. I think when I started Swifter first, I was still competing a bit more and I was kind of embarrassed to show that I was doing something different. It felt a little bit outside of the grain of an elite athlete to do this and start my own business, especially a business for kind of everyday runners. So I didn't really show myself for a long time. But now I think that founder front-facing content is doing really well. And yeah, I guess who's going to advocate for your brand better than you? So yeah, I'm happy to do it.
And have you got a business brain? Or do you like that side of it?
Yeah, I do. I studied marketing in DCU, so I do more of the marketing. James is a lot better at numbers and does, to be honest, the boring operations stuff and also spends more time in the stock room lifting boxes and stuff like that. But together we kind of have all sides covered, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. So you started selling through Amazon, is that right?
Yeah, we did, which is unusual, but the reason was because we were both training and competing and we couldn't ship it ourselves. And there was also data behind it, was that running best were selling great on Amazon. And we thought the ones that were selling were really bad with really bad photos. And we just thought we could make a better product. So yeah, I don't know that many other Amazon sellers, but for us, it's been amazing. And it's been an amazing way to sell our product in different countries mm-hmm. as well.
But now that's changed now, hasn't it?
Amazon's actually still our biggest market. So we have a website in Ireland and we sell in Lifestyle Sports and Brown Thomas and we kind of like to be that full brand in Ireland. But we actually still sell a lot on Amazon and the US and the UK as well. So it's kind of a multi-approach.
Continued success to you. It's great to hear that's developed from the elite running career. You're taking part in Wellfest this week?
Yes.
What will you be doing there?
So my second year at Wellfest, I absolutely loved it last year. I will be hosting the Run Club this Saturday morning. So we did it last year as well. I will be hosting with Spencer Matthews, which I'm very excited about. So we kind of start the day off and then anyone who has a Wellfest ticket can stay and enjoy the day. And then we'll also have a Swifter stand there as well.
So how will that work then, the Run Club? Do you run with people or are you just watching them run and giving them some tips?
No, so we'll all meet and do a warm-up. I better come up with some words of encouragement to get everyone pumped, but it'll just be a social 5K. So we'll actually go out and go around the Phoenix Park and then run back to the grounds.
Mm-hmm. It'll take you about 10 minutes to do that.
I think that's the thing, especially with Spencer as well. Like, we need to be careful to make sure the pace is good and inclusive and everything. So that's definitely a priority. It's definitely not a day for a race. There was actually someone who kind of raced ahead last year and thought they needed to win it, and I was kind of like, no, it's not
Slow
about
down.
That. Yeah. We're just making friends here and enjoying running.
Well, Nadia, it's great to have you in, and thank you so much for being here, and continued success to you with the business and with the running. We look forward to 2027.
Thank you so much.
That's Nadia Power.
The Clare Byrne Show with Aviva Insurance. Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.